Dance productions are always a kick, pardon the pun, but when they have really compelling music to go with them, that's extra nice. And that's exactly the case with Hit the Road, Jack, which opened last evening at UTEP at the Wise Family Theater. And with me are choreographer Myron Nadell and UTEP student and dance performer Emma Butler. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, why is this referred to as a dance concert?
I think that's common. In our field, as opposed to the commercial field, we usually give concerts, just like in music, an orchestra would give a concert,
mm-hmm.
Not a show. And so that, too, for the dance.
I guess that was just new to me. I had always thought performance, and I thought concert was instruments.
Well, performance is fine, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's the trivia for the day. Tell me about the music for this production.
Well, you know, it's not the music for the entire production.
Yes,
just the dance after the intermission, which I choreographed.
Yes.
It's called Hit the Road, Jack. It's a tribute to the music of – a dance tribute to the music of Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So
– reel off some of the titles that people will go, of course.
Well, the name of the piece is Hit the Road, Jack. Mm-hmm. I've titled the entire suite Hit the Road, Jack. But they'll know the mess around.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know What I'd Say.
Mm-hmm.
What else will they know, Emma?
Lonely Avenue.
Busted.
Busted, yeah.
Okay, okay. It's not just a string of unrelated dances. There's a storyline, apparently.
Well, it's not exactly a storyline, but what it is, the dance or the ballet, I call it all dances a ballet. In other words, I call dance theater ballet. But it doesn't mean necessarily the vocabulary, the classical vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my thing. So the dance or is really in three parts. The red part, the yellow part, and the orange part.
Ooh,
and
nice.
So there are three groups, and it references Ray Charles' life, but really resembles more the idea behind the lyrics. In other words, we don't reference his blindness. We don't reference any of his life directly. It's just as if, supposing Ray Charles came alive and had studied dance and decided to choreograph some ideas from his life, it would be in there. It's not always nice. I mean, his life wasn't nice, was it?
Many artists, especially the musicians, and life gets messy.
Yeah. He had a hard life, and he was in a crowd that wasn't exactly the kind of crowds that our audiences might want to hang around in.
Mm-hmm.
But he did, and he had to, and in order to project his music to the people that needed to hear it, at least he thought needed to hear it, and they sure did.
Were you already a huge fan of Ray Charles, or did you research for the purpose of this
choreography? Oh, no, I researched for the purpose of this choreography. And, yes, I do like his music, and I think a lot of people do. And we try in the final piece of the program to do something that's attractive to audiences that might not necessarily come to see ballet or modern dance or concert dance, as you said.
Oh, yes.
But Emma also knows even more about the pieces that are
on
the program before.
Mm-hmm. What is your role in this, in Hit the Road, Jack, the portion with the Ray Charles music?
And Hit the Road, Jack, I've been Myron's assistant stage manager. So I've helped him with taking notes and playing the music and letting the dancers know what they need to fix or work on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also cast in two other pieces.
Well, you've been busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of them is called Tea, and it's kind of a Baroque era playing on the manners of the time.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so it just kind of makes fun of the properness, and it kind of all falls apart at the end.
And who is the choreographer for that piece?
Lisa Smith.
Ah, yes. She's a delight and a very talented choreographer. So this is after the intermission. We'll have Hit the Road, Jack, and then Tea.
Tea opens the show.
Okay.
The whole show.
And next?
And then the next piece is 4-3-2-1. And that's a contemporary ballet. It deals with the process of elimination. They explore choreography with a quartet, and then a trio, and a duet, and then it ends with a solo.
And who's the choreographer for
Lisa
that?
Smith.
Also for the first half of the show, then, basically. And then.
Well, then we also have two other choreographers.
Oh,
we have
all
a new faculty member. She's just wonderful. Her name is Andrea Vasquez, and she comes to us. She's actually grew up in Mexico. And she graduated fairly recently from the Brockport University in New York, and she's a brilliant choreographer. And she has, two works?
Yes, she has two. Her first one is Danced as a a duet. It's based on the comic strip Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, my favorite is, well, one of my favorites.
So that one's really cute. And then she also has a group piece, and that one is entitled Laugh Like the Loudest Whale.
Ah,
and
interesting
it was,
title.
I think a lot of her movement was generated by a poem that I believe it was either her husband or they both kind of collaborated, like on the refrigerator, you know, those little magnets.
Oh, yes.
Magnet poetry.
Yes, exactly. And, what a funny beginning.
Mm-hmm, and so I think that's where a lot of the movement was generated from.
Is this a regular performance at this time of the year for the dance department?
It sure seems to be. we've been allotted February, I think. Maybe because no one else wants to rehearse during the Christmas break.
Yeah, that's not fair.
But we don't mind. In fact, quite a few of us are from the north, you know, and for me to be able to have a performance in February is the delight, because in Buffalo it's awful.
Yeah, this isn't real winter for
no.
you.
Oh no,
this just pretend winter.
This is nothing.
Well,
this is wonderful.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from here, El Paso. So.
Okay, and you are from?
Well, from all over the Northeast.
Okay, yeah. All right. Explain to me, if you would, as far as the role of an educational institution in a quality dance program, how important are these recitals? What role do they play in the development of not only the students, but also the teachers of dance?
Well, for us, for the professors, I must say that it's very difficult when you're full-time at a university to all of a sudden just go and choreograph something professionally for someone else. You can't just leave for 5 weeks or 6 weeks and do that kind of thing. If you're going to, it's going to be in the summers. So our creative work is generally university performances. But for the students, it's one of the most important things they can possibly do. Just like in music, isn't it important for them to perform what they know?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and in art, for them to show their paintings to an audience, that's important. And for the students to really understand, why are we training for anything? It's to be in front of an audience, to communicate. Mm-hmm. And without that experience of communicating, there is no dance.
Emma, as a student, what level student are you right now?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. So, and what are your plans to continue in dance professionally?
Originally, when I came to UTEP, I was just going to do the BA, which is a minor in education, so I could start teaching in the high schools. But I've actually switched to the BFA. Myron's been bugging me about that since I got here. I switched to the BFA in performance, and I think I would like to continue in graduate school.
Oh, that would be lovely. There's obviously, for lack of dialogue, there's obviously a lot to interpret in dance for an audience. So as an audience member, how do you suggest I stroll in there? With what kind of mindset?
I think the mindset of an infant. Or somebody, as they say in Buddhist philosophy, with a beginner's mind, and just see, feel, and hear. And if you want to analyze, wait till later, but don't try to. And also, just about all the dances that we're doing, they're not narrative. There's no storyline that we're propelling forward. The dances always refer to something, and usually contemporary dance is symbolic, just like contemporary art and contemporary music.
So exploring fun concepts and what you see is what you get sometimes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, okay. And if it makes you want to move, that's really wonderful. Let's say this. If it appeals to you physically, intellectually in some respects, for instance, like Lisa Smith's dance, the 4-3-2-1, there's some patterns there and ideas that you might be interested in. So physical, the intellectual, and even the spiritual. And just go in thinking that maybe you'll be touched in some way.
That's a nice approach. I don't mind that at all. I want to thank my guests today, choreographer Myron Nadell and UTEP student and dance performer Emma Butler, here giving us all the details on Hit the Road, Jack, at UTEP's Wise Family Theater. That's in the second floor Fox Fine Arts Center. It opened last night, and performances continue tonight at 8 p.m., which is City Employee Night. Buy one, get one free with a valid city ID. Tomorrow at 2:30 is military performance with also valid ID. Buy one, get one free. And then performances continue next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. And the following Sunday, February 24th at 2:30 p.m. Extremely reasonable prices. The highest is $12. And for tickets and information, call 747-5118. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.